Welcome to the second episode of the Chatterbox Gamecast with Chad and Pat.
Hi, guys. We do have a name now, at least for now.
Yeah, for the meantime. But anyway, we decided after some criticism to cut our podcast a little shorter than it was last time. So I have a timer, and we're going to keep an eye on that.
So yeah, we'll see how well we do.
I'm going to start the timer now. Okay, so now the time's going down.
What are we aiming for? Half hour?
30 minutes.
I think it's good. That's a good target.
So you know what game I've been playing recently?
I don't know, but I would love to find out.
It's a shocker. It's Sims 3. Not even Sims 4, nice. But I've been playing Sims 3 for like the past week because I just got it from my computer.
That's cool.
Yeah, three of my Sims died, so...
Already?
I'm really bad at keeping them alive.
Oh, man. Dude, I used to play The Sims ages ago. You know, the first one. I hope I'm not wrong, but I'm pretty sure I have Sims 3 from a recent Steam sale. Like, I just saw that it was ridiculously cheap, and I had a little bit of nostalgia for it, so I was like, why not? I mean, that's kind of how I got half of my games, I would say, on Steam.
Yeah, I made two different sets of families. One's rich, where I just gave them a bunch of money through the cheat thing, and the other one's the one where two people have died already. So,
so the rich people didn't die. That's pretty.
It's like a study. It's a study. I think about getting two new families, giving one a bunch of money and the other one a little like not much money, and then not doing anything with them at all. Just let them run their lives by
just
themselves.
Let them roam.
And I'm not going to do anything, like click or anything. I'm just going to watch, see what happens.
I know people have done that in like a morbid way. Like they don't give them all the stuff they need. Like there's no bathroom, or they put them in like a tiny little room, like
that's
a dungeon.
That's exactly what I did to the first Sim.
Yeah.
Like she was sleeping in the bed. And I waited till she woke up. Then I went into build mode and took away the door and the bed.
Man, you're a monster. In the
room. I also shrunk the room to like 2x2 space. It took her like 4 days to die, but eventually she did.
Oh my god, that's pretty realistic. If somebody had no food or water,
yeah,
that's
4 days. Yeah,
man.
And then the thing that happened with the other one, she just got old and died while she was like walking around.
Got old?
like
how did
she
get old?
She was in old age and she was walking around perfectly fine,
just...
and all of a sudden my screen took me from the Sim I was controlling to the house, and all of a sudden she was dead.
You just died. That was just
I'm like,
it.
What the hell? She was full in hunger. She was really happy. Nothing that showed that she was possibly going to die, and then all of a sudden, boop.
Well, The Sims is fun. I mean, maybe I should start playing it again. I don't know.
It's a fun game. It's a fun little game. Anything that you've been playing recently?
Oh, I've been playing a lot of stuff, but one thing I want to talk about, because we didn't talk too much about web games last time.
Yeah,
I don't think. Maybe we touched on it. We
kind of got off on that in the last seconds.
Yeah, yeah. So, I have been playing this recently, and I've been playing for probably, I'd say, a year or two now. This is a web game called Tag Pro, and I know you know what it is. You've checked it out.
I've tried to play a game, but the pings are too high for me.
The ping. Yeah, that's a game where you actually... a high ping could cause you a lot of problems. But essentially what Tag Pro is a very simple capture the flag game. Like, basically, there's two teams, red and blue, and you control a ball. And basically, you know, it has kind of like physics, right? So you can bump off of walls, you can bump off of people, and it takes momentum into account. Stuff like that. So essentially, it's just you.
There are also things you could die on, right?
There are things you can die on. There are spikes. There's also boosts where if you run over them, you know, you'll get a speed boost. So there's a lot of strategy involved, and a lot of the maps are very symmetrical to keep it, you know, balanced. And it's really, really fun. I mean, it's very balanced, and you know, it's got a kind of a steep learning curve, I would say, but. I think anybody can jump in.
I used to play it when the pings weren't so high, and I just hit the boost and then immediately after run instead of spikes.
a boost into a spike? Yeah.
Yeah. I was not really good at that game.
Yeah, it happens. But it's also got, like, you can kind of log in and you can track your stats, and you can rank up and stuff like that. It's got a really nice community, actually, too. All the people that I've, you know, played with are very, you know, gracious and really fun people to be around and, you know, play a game with.
Yeah, speaking of web games, I found this one game called, it was like Ride the Wind or something. I don't remember the name of it really well because I was only on that for a little while. But it's basically a game where you're controlling a little line and your goal is to collect little like blue or green spears. But the controls are, so you don't control how fast the thing's going, you're just controlling the tilt of the little bar. So like when you're basically gliding and you can't control how fast, or you can only control the direction. Apparently if you go up you go a little slower and then it brings you back down. So it's like you go up a slant and then you go up to the point where you can't go up anymore and then you start going down the other way.
So that's pretty interesting concept.
It's a pretty interesting control scheme, but it's pretty cool.
By the way, before we move on too far, I should mention that the URL for Tag Pro is tagpro.gg. And they got a bunch of different servers, so unless you're Pat, you should be able to find one with a pretty low ping.
Unless you're me, we live in the same area. I don't know
what's up with your internet.
I don't know how I can't find one with pings that are less than 500.
You might have to get on the phone with Time Warner.
I tell you, my internet's pretty fast, though. I just don't know. I have, 50, 60 up and, like, five down. No, I have 50, 60 down, five up.
Maybe it's something, on your end, like, with your router or something, you know? If the internet itself is fine, who knows?
I'm gonna go see if I can get onto one of the servers now.
You should try it. I want to see if you have a low enough ping to play.
It's taking a while to even load the thing, like the site. Anyway.
Yeah, while you do that, a couple games that I've been playing lately are actually the two that are free this month with PlayStation Network Plus, PSN Plus, which is essentially, you know, PS4's online. You know, they kind of went the same way as Xbox. Now you have to pay to play online, but they do throw you a couple bones. You know, you get some free games, you get some discounts. Sometimes
stream service is good.
Oh yeah, to play old games. I forget what that's called.
It's like the PSN
PlayStation stream. Now.
Yeah, PlayStation Now. I think I don't like that you have to pay monthly to be able to play those games, but
yeah,
I'd rather just pay for the game and be. I actually played Crazy Taxi for a while. That was fun.
I've never used it, but I've heard good things about it. Besides the prices, but anyways, the two new games that are free this month for PSN Plus are called Transistor and Apotheon, and both of them are, I have to say, excellent. Like, some months I'm not super impressed with the free games, but these are two games that are really, really nice, well-polished indie games, I would say. Transistor's actually by the same studio that created Bastion. I don't know if you've played Bastion, but it's you should pick it up on Steam next time there's a sale.
I should look for that.
You should. It's crazy. Like, it's got this very iconic narrator, this kind of deep, manly voice, and he kind of follows you throughout the story, but that game is excellent.
So,
and
what's the basic, like idea behind it?
So,
like,
I haven't gotten really far into Transistor, but it's got a really cool art style. It's like, how do I even describe it? It's kind of cartoony, but
like, not Borderlandish. Kind of thing?
Kind of, but it's like an isometric. You know what I mean by that? It's like, it reminds me of, like, how Diablo 3 or Diablo 2 would feel, like, as far as how you interact with the environment. Like, it's almost isometric looking. It's got really cool visuals. It's hard to describe, but you control this protagonist, which I believe is a female, and you got this big sword, and you can do different attacks and stuff. I mean, I only just gotten into it, but it's a lot of fun. And it seems to be higher quality than some of the other ones that have been around lately.
Yeah, actually, you know what the funny thing is? Remember how we talked about The Last of Us Remastered last time? Oh, I thought I lost it because I didn't know it wasn't. I didn't buy it with the CD. I bought it. I downloaded it through PSN. So I was going everywhere looking for it, and I'm like, uh oh. I lost the game.
You didn't realize. Game that
I thought was the best game of 2014, if not 2013.
Well, it's good that you didn't lose it.
Yeah, I found it today. I found out that I downloaded it from the store, and that's how I bought it. But unfortunately, the online has to load. I guess I didn't really like care that much that I lost it, because I already finished it. But at the same time, I kind of do like the online multiplayer mode, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, I still haven't played it. I got to check it out.
Yeah. Dude, next time you hit up GameStop or maybe even just buy it off the store.
Yeah, I'd probably be more likely to do it digital, I think. But you should really look up, you should right now look up Transistor just to see the artwork, because it's really nice, I got to say. The art direction in that game is on point. Like, it's really beautiful.
Okay. Well, one thing I have to say is PS4, if you upgrade the hard drive, it makes it so much better.
You had some trouble, though.
I did have a little bit of trouble.
Because I'm kind of running out of room at this point.
Yeah, I ran out of room for my 500, so I decided to upgrade it to 2 terabytes. So what happened was, I did the whole switching out of the hard drive thing. That part wasn't the difficult part.
You have to have it formatted, though, right? Is that the problem?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how to format it, but it works. I don't even know if it is formatted. But the thing is, the USB stick that I had the software on, where you have to download the software from the PS4, the PlayStation site, the USB stick did not fit in the PS4. It, like, wouldn't fit.
Like, just the physical...
The USB stick.
It physically wouldn't plug all the way in.
It wouldn't plug all the way in. I was like, damn it.
So you were assuming that it couldn't read it, but in reality it just wasn't even there.
No, I couldn't fit it in, because I turned it on and the light wasn't flashing on my USB drive.
That's always a bad sign. That's how you know something's messed up.
So I went to Target. Instead of buying a new USB stick for my PS4 to use, I bought an extender. Now, you think that would work? It's like one of those Targus USB like slots.
A hub. Like a hub?
Yeah, a hub. I bought one of those, and I thought it would work, because when I plugged it into PS4, when it was loading, the light was flashing.
And so it didn't?
What happened was the PS4 said it cannot access the upgrade file.
So oh, wow.
At this point, I was like, is it the wrong... Well, actually, no. At first, it said you need to have an upgrade file of 2.03 or later.
At that point, version. You think you have like an old file or something?
That one, I thought, oh god, the site that I had on, I got it on, had like a not an upgraded version. So I went on the site, and sure enough, it was the 2.03 later. I apparently did not get the full version, which was like 718 megabytes downloaded to USB stick. Apparently I got the one that's less, which is just the update file if you want to update your...
Oh, I see. That's if you already have everything installed.
And not trying to reinitialize the software.
I didn't realize those were even separate things.
So, I did the work where I deleted the file from the USB stick and put the new one in the same folders. It said PlayStation or PS4 update folder inside the PS4 folder, and then I put the PUP file in it, and then I put the USB stick through the dock into the PS4, and now it's saying it can't access the upgrade file. So at this point I'm like, oh no,
was this taking,
what's going on?
Like, did this take up an entire afternoon for you, like trying to figure this out?
I basically had to wake up the next morning and continue working on it.
Oh my gosh. You were determined.
I wanted to fix it. And I figured it wasn't my PS4, because I actually exchanged the new hard drive back for the old hard drive, and it worked perfectly fine. So I'm like, the PlayStation 4 isn't broken anymore.
That's always a good thing to do if you run into trouble. See if you can go back and still have it work.
So I did the whole thing. What happened is, this is still the night before the day I fixed it. And I went back, and I was looking at the folder, and they had this little drop-down file thing. Like, you know how when you have, like, folders, you can put them in different drop-downs, and you can press the thing, and it goes back, and, like, it recedes back into, like, the little bar thing?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, what if this is making it hard for the PS4 to find it? And every single time I would put a new folder in, a drop down would appear with the folder in it. And I was like, is that making it hard to find? And I got frustrated. I just wanted to throw the PS4 out the window. But I decided the day after I woke up, I went to Target like at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. And I got a new USB stick, one that actually fits into my PS4 directly, and it worked after that. So
it's so weird to me that the one you tried initially didn't fit. Like, that seems like a design flaw. It's either a design flaw of the USB stick or of the PS4, but you would think that all of them would fit. It's really weird.
Well, the USB stick fits into my computer, but it's because of the lid above the USB slit, like in the PS4. You know how it has that? Yeah,
it's in the way, so if anything's too tall, it wouldn't fit in there, right?
That kind of made it hard for it to work.
Well, anyways, I'm glad that you got that figured out, because now you have plenty of space to download all of these monthly games.
Yeah, I have 2 terabyte worth of space. I still have, like, 1.5 left.
So what you better do is download Transistor and Apotheon. Apotheon's actually pretty small of a file. Transistor's a little bigger.
Yeah.
Probably a couple gigs, but nothing compared to, you know, the blockbuster titles, you know, something like GTA 5.
That one takes up a lot of space.
Like, what, 60 gigs or more? I don't even know what it is now.
Well, Last of Us Remastered took up, like, 43 gigs.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
But
so, do you have any games that you want to talk about?
Oh, let's see. Well, good news, February 26th is when Zombies comes out for Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Oh, I didn't even realize it wasn't out yet.
Havoc, it came out for Xbox One, but for PS4, it comes out February 26th. I'm super excited for that. Like, the original way you play zombies was make it through a crap ton of rounds of exo-survival, and then eventually you'll be able to play it. But I'm excited. I'm going to buy the DLC, the Havoc map pack, which should have exo-zombies. It looks pretty fun because the zombies actually have exoskeletons, so they could jump really high and move really fast as well.
Man, that's crazy.
It's, like, insane. Let's see, any other games? I downloaded a bunch of games that I used to have to my computer, like Scribblenauts Unlimited. I have that game. I actually just played Virtua Tennis 4, which is...
Virtua Tennis 4? Oh, how old is that one?
I don't even know. I haven't played it in a long time.
I used to have a couple... I remember playing tennis games on the PS2, but it's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. I think I introduced you to a new game mode in Team Fortress 2, I believe.
You did. You know what? It might have been a long-lost game mode for me, because something in the back of my mind is telling me that I've played that before.
Okay.
Well, basically...
It's pretty fun.
It is. The pyro dodgeball?
Yeah, dodgeball. Speed dodgeball. It's, like, very fun.
You know, I always loved playing pyro in regular Team Fortress, and I loved, you know, sending a soldier's rockets back at him, so it was kind of... up my alley, but I'm so rusty on my Team Fortress skills. I was doing pretty bad last night.
I mean, you did kind of get me a few times, but let's not talk about
it. I'm not sure if that was luck or getting the hang of it, but it felt pretty good, I gotta say.
I haven't been on top of my game in a while. I haven't been on that in a while. So I'm looking up the Transistor, and it looks like the plot says the player character Red is kneeling by the body of an unknown man who has been killed with a glowing greatsword. Is that basically what it's like? Red, a famous singer in a city called Cloudbank, is attacked by the process, a robotic force commanded by a group called the Camerata.
Yeah, you fight these little, at least so far, I've fought a bunch of these, like, little, like, robot floating things. I don't even know what to describe them as, but the art direction, have you looked at the art? Like, how cool is that?
It won an award. Graphics in IGN's Best of 2014.
Seriously, I'm not kidding. It looks amazing on my TV.
Best graphics art. It was nominated for Best Independent Game, too. It was nominated for a whole bunch of awards. Like,
I'm telling
strategy,
you, dude,
sound design, PS4 game, overall game, best music.
It's no joke.
It was free,
you can't even turn it down.
It said it was nominated for Best Music twice. One for Giant Bomb's 2014 Game of the Year Awards, and one for IGN's Best of 2014.
And you know what? That comes along with Supergiant Games. That's just kind of their thing. Like, they have amazing art direction and they have amazing music. Like, Bastion has one of the best game soundtracks that I've heard in the last, I don't even know, 5-10 years.
That's actually been one of my dreams, is to create music for video games, but
until that's something that I would love to do,
but until I get a certain amount of music already out there, I probably won't be able to become one of those.
Hey man, all you can do is try. So yeah.
I've been working on a few things, but
I'd love to hear what you've been working on.
None of them sound video game-ish at all. It's mostly like R&B or hip-hop.
Well,
you
could start a new trend, or you can, you know, try to head in that direction as you get more skilled.
All right, so we're reaching the last 10 minutes.
Oh, my God,
already? Is there
anything
you want to talk about in the last 10 minutes that you think should be noted in this podcast or second podcast?
Man, I want to talk about everything, but I don't know. This is tough.
Yeah, for me, it's tough to figure out a game that I haven't been playing, because I've been playing the same game over and over again for a week, and I can't really think of new games to play.
That's me with FIFA on PS4. That's like my standby. If I'm not going to play something new or different, or, you know, maybe something with you on Steam, basically it's going to be FIFA for me right now. I'm heavily into it, you know, and we're in the middle of the Premier League season in real life, so it kind of goes hand in hand.
What I've been doing I've been playing Madden 15.
I see you on there.
Yeah, I've created two characters that I think are pretty funny. The first one is a quarterback that's 7 feet tall, and it's a mobile quarterback. His name is, I think, Breezy Deezy.
So he runs a lot? Does he like to...
I think I make him run a lot. Like, I do the option a lot. But I guess I guess he's pretty good, because our record is like 5-1 or something. And then I have, on the opposite side of the spectrum... Oh, yeah, he plays for the Cleveland Browns, by the way. On the opposite side of the spectrum, you have a running back that's 4 feet tall.
Seriously?
He's like a speed halfback. His name is Quickie Dickie, and he plays for the Patriots.
Does he get crushed?
Kind of, but he... Like, my thing is, I like seeing him try to block for the quarterback.
Is he sneaky?
He falls over a lot. That's one thing I need to fix. Like, he would, like, run into a player and fall over right away. Like, not be able to...
Well, the dude
up.
Probably weighs 150 pounds, I've, soaking
wet.
I mean,
it weighed, like, the lowest amount of weight you could possibly have.
See, this is the thing about you, Pat. You're always trying to break games, I feel like. You're always pushing the boundaries. Like, you love...
I don't
when
care
it comes
about,
to...
like, character creation. Like, in Sims, the rich family... Do you want to know what the characters for the rich family looks like?
What?
The guy in the family is, like, a really... Like, an older man that's fat and has, like... Is balding, has white hair, has freckles. And the lady is a skinny, young woman with glasses and...
So he's a sugar daddy.
Kind of, yeah.
That's amazing. See, you like to mess with stuff.
Basically what I've been doing for, like, the past week.
You know what? That's why I think you could be, you know, you could be successful at making music or whatever it is, because you're creative, man. You come up with some crazy stuff.
I don't, like, people say, oh, you're not playing the game the right way. I'm like, I'm playing the game
There's
my
no
way.
Right way.
I don't care.
You play whatever way you want. That's what I love about games.
Oh, dude, my halfback in Madden 15 looks like a little guy with a big head. Looks like that's the reason why he falls over. It's because his head is just weighing him down.
So damn heavy. Dude, he just can't hold it up.
For my quarterback, this one play, I was trying to do a screen pass, and apparently the quarterback just fell over right away. Like, he snapped the ball, then fell on his back. No one touched him, and he got up and tried to run for it, and then he fell again. So,
man,
my players aren't the greatest players. I want to be like one of the people who do, like, Let's Plays, but...
Those can be fun.
It's hard to do, though.
There's just so many people doing it, and...
There's so much work that goes behind it, but
it's
I don't want to
do. It's a
lot
of work.
Like,
exactly.
Editing,
you just
want to
play.
I just want to play video games. I don't...
If you were interested, or if it was, like, your career to, you know, do video editing or anything like that, or if you were even in that field...
I mean,
why
wouldn't I do it?
Exactly, but
I
if it's just extra work for you, yeah, and you know what? Live streaming is easier because
you
Twitch has it all figured out.
And
you
PS4,
know?
You have straight to Twitch through PS4, and it's super easy. I'm just trying to figure out, you should come over sometime and, like, bring alcohol, because I want one. I have an idea for a Twitch, like, thing that would be really fun called Drunk Madden.
I'm sure that would be fun. I think
super
that...
fun.
And the thing about people playing games drunk or high or whatever it is people like to watch that shit.
Yeah.
for some reason, it's, like, hilarious.
My idea was, like, we play 15-minute quarters, like, go all out. After each time someone scores a touchdown, the other person drinks. Like either takes a sip or chugs a whole, like, can of beer.
It's basically like a Madden drinking game, but to be broadcasted to,
like, live,
you know,
people.
To
and
everyone.
Until I find someone to come over and play it, I'm going to
man, I'd be
wait.
Down. I'd be down for that.
Definitely. Well, the pick
that
a
reminds
date.
Me of that reminds me of did I talk it. About chivalry, medieval warfare? Did I mention that to
no,
you before?
No, not yet.
I thought I did.
Might as well.
Anyways,
5 minutes left.
So. Now I will. Only because it's relevant to what we were just talking about. So chivalry, I feel like I've talked about this. Either that or I'm having some deja vu. Anyways, it's like a first person, like swords. It's like, imagine Call of Duty, but in medieval times, right? So you have swords and axes, and you just go and you chop people's heads off, and you beat the shit out of people. It's a multiplayer game. It's fun. And I actually, one of the only Let's Play, I guess, guys that I follow, because I don't do too much of that. I mean, I used to, but his name is Hexen. And basically, he makes Let's Plays of him playing Chivalry, like, drunk off his ass. Oh. And it's so funny. Like,
dude,
it's hilarious.
Speaking of that, have you ever watched 11 drunk guys play, like, video games?
I don't think so.
Search on YouTube. It's going to be, like, the funniest thing you've ever
is
watched.
Do they do a lot,
or
is it
series,
just, like...
They do series of them drunk playing scary video games, like Slender and Outlast.
See, that, I think
Five
drunk
Nights
is
at
scary.
Freddy's 1 and 2.
I think drunk and scary go together really well, because then you're actually... You see people actually get scared.
Yeah, look at their... go to search YouTube of them. 11 drunk guys play Five Nights at Freddy's. It's hilarious. It's, like, the funniest thing.
I'm definitely going to have to check that out. Yeah,
it's so funny.
It does sound funny, and I enjoy a good laugh. All right. Anything coming out soon
let's see,
interested in?
Let's search new games coming out, because we have 3 minutes left. Coming out for PS4.
Or for anything. I don't really care. I mean, we play PS4, but...
Saints Row Gata of Hell came out for PS4 in January. Mm. That's new.
I think the beta for Battlefield Hardline just came out recently. I think it's actually available.
Dead or Alive 5, last round. Oh, one game I want to talk about. You know that game Mortal Kombat? Mortal mm-hmm. Kombat X is coming out.
For PS4?
For PS4, I think, and I'm excited for it.
Ooh, that'll be cool. I'm going to have to check
I
that out.
I think it's for PS4, because I don't see it on this list. But
I used to play a lot of Mortal Kombat for Sega Genesis. I think it was. I'm trying to remember now. It's been so long. I feel old.
Yes. We have it's like... I don't know if it's even for PS4. Maybe it's for... Maybe it's an Xbox One inclusive.
Man, I really shouldn't talk about new games coming up, because I still have... I have to say, at least 30 games on Steam that I haven't really given a good effort. So many games that I've picked up in the sales. I really got to stop slacking on those.
I think it's a PC game.
It's PC? Well...
That's right. I don't know. Oh, no. It's coming up for all platforms.
All okay. platforms. I was going to say, I don't know why they would do it exclusive for anything.
Yeah. All right, so out of the games that you've played this week, which game do you rate the most? Like, the highest of the games that you've played?
Let me see. That's a tough one, because I actually played a lot of games this week that I had never played before. I'm gonna have to go with... I really like Apotheon. I know we talked more about Transistor, but Apotheon is the other free game for PSN this month. It's 2D platforming, kind of fighting game. It's the art reminds me of almost like... Not... I shouldn't say... I want to say Paper Mario. It's not really that kind of 2D-ish, but it's almost like everything in the game, graphics-wise, is on the same plane. Like, it's very flat-looking, but it almost makes it jump at you. Like, it looks really nice, and it's got gameplay like I've never really seen before. And it's set in, like, an ancient Greek or Roman or something. I really didn't pay that much attention.
The game I've been playing the most is, yeah, again, Sims 3. I really want to try Sims 4, because... Maybe that'll be a little bit better.
Right now?
Sims 4?
Yeah.
I think like $59.99.
Oh, is it still at full price?
Yeah. Like, well, we're getting then to like the end of our stream or our podcast, so I'd like to thank everyone for checking in.
Yes, thank you guys. Without you, we would just be two idiots talking to each other.
And maybe even with you, we're still kind of two idiots talking to each other. But
this is true, but we're having fun.
All right, see you guys next time.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.